During the COVID-19 pandemic, the supply of protective gear is a constant worry for healthcare workers trying not to catch the very disease that they are treating. Jamie Shandro is an emergency room doctor at Harborview Medical Center and a professor at the University of Washington School of Medicine. She leads a working group that's guiding employees on the use of personal protective equipment, or PPE. Shandro spoke to KNKX's Will James about evolving tactics to make hospitals safer places to work during the coronavirus epidemic.
You know, we've been following reports of our fellow healthcare providers, paramedics, nurses, physicians becoming infected, dying. And this shakes all of us. We've been worried about what happens if we run out of PPE. What if we use up all of our PPE before the true surge hits? And then the other side, what if we don't use enough and many of us fall ill? So over the past month at University of Washington Medicine, we've been escalating the PPE policy. In the past week alone, I think it's been updated 3 times. And this is an unprecedented rate of policy change. So it's a lot for us to adapt to.
What's something that's different now that wasn't in place maybe a month ago?
You know, PPE is one aspect. It's an important aspect, but how the patients flow throughout our system makes a big difference for safety. So we had our triage tent outside of Harborview go live. Patients coming to the emergency department first come to the triage tent. If they're very ill, they are directed directly into the emergency department. If they have a cough and a fever, but their vital signs look okay and they look stable, they can get COVID testing and they can get a chest x-ray if needed, and then they can go home. And then that patient, potentially a carrier of coronavirus, can be home instead of coming into the emergency department. Our goal is to try to reduce the overall viral load in the ER and the hospital. We also developed a plan to have certain areas be what we called hot zones. Patients with active respiratory symptoms and increased risk of transmitting COVID-19, they're all in a certain area. And in that area, we are going to have our teams put on the higher level of PPE. So they're going to put on those N95 respirators, and they're going to wear them for a number of hours to be able to be safer for themselves and safer for our patients, as well as conserving that PPE.
Early on, before these systems emerged, were there people who were suspected of having COVID kind of just sitting in emergency rooms and maybe interacting with healthcare workers before they got tested, before they got evaluated?
You know, I think early on, the obvious cases were obvious. I think as we realized there was more community spread, we have learned everybody does not present the same way. And we have seen a number of cases where somebody who came in for a fractured leg or stroke-like symptoms turned out to have coronavirus. Really, anyone could have COVID-19 at this point. So we are putting on more surgical masks, eye protection, and gloves for patients who don't have obvious respiratory symptoms.
How do you feel right now about the supply of personal protective equipment?
You know, the precise supply we have is not made known publicly to all of us, but reports from our system sound like we are okay right now, but our policies and our use will dictate how much PPE we have to last throughout this surge. The surge is really building right now. So in the coming weeks, we're going to see how this PPE lasts. I think one of the big concerns among all healthcare workers is, are we going to have enough? You know, and on that front, we really thank everyone in the community for doing the uncomfortable work to socially distance. We know it's not fun.
Dr. Jamie Shandro speaking with KNKX's Will James.